matter of what you'd rather do. The only alternative short of federal prosecution at this point is if George makes restitution, just turns over that money. And if he doesn't turn all of it over, even if he can prove that he cashed some of it to utilize directly for publication of books that would benefit the Institute. But you see, he's not benefited the Institute. He has done everything to prevent benefit to the Institute. So it's going to be very awkward. So the only way to avoid the Institute having to take federal action, or, you know, just calling in a district attorney and saying, we've got to do, you know, the law says you've got to do that. The other possibility, see, is a civil matter wherein he does just turn the gold over. And that can be taken then into custody of the Institute. The saddest part of this whole thing is Dave. There are ways of corporately protecting him, and at the very worst that could happen to him now would be a required sale of the gold or enough gold returned to him to cover any taxes that might have accrued. This man will not be left destitute. And this is why we must ask other ones in the reading audience that has sent money that has not been accounted for, actually, by Kathy or EJ. There is a routine that comes in, no matter how small the amount. It is acknowledged, a note is drawn, signed, and returned. And they sign it and return it. There is a whole routine that is done. So we must ask publicly who may have sent money, because if they sent it to the Institute, I, Hatton, guarantee it. If monies have been utilized, there will be funding money coming, and it will first go into that Institute so that ones who do not understand what is going on can get their funds and go their way. This is heartache. It was set up for the benefit of growth and to be used. This is heartache. And it's misunderstanding, and it's fear, and we can understand it, but I don't need to ask anyone any longer to handle this burden. So ones who have sent, thinking that they were sending to the Institute, when we can establish how much money there is involved, it will be made good. And if they still wish to have that money against gold as collateral for notes, what we will do, obviously, this will be one of the first things that we do with funding. And that is, everything will be brought current. No notes, no nothing. And then ones who wish to leave their assets in there, but that's going to be a little while. For one thing, nothing can be done now until everything is sorted out. And we could pour $1 billion in there, and it would only complicate it today. But we've got to find out who may have invested, and it didn't get there. Anything else?
EJ.
Yeah, Liam.
Have you ever received personal checks from George Green?
Not that I know of.
Okay. You said you have.
Well, I have received checks signed, America West check, signed by Desiree, usually made payable to Dharma, which were represented to be Dharma's share of a contribution that came in for Dharma and Desiree. Somebody would send in one check and it would be for both of them. Those checks usually get processed in the office, possibly, you know, ahead of time. There are lots of times when those checks are also associated with an order for books or something. So, you know, one check and you got three or four things to do with it. So, I guess I misunderstood your question, Leon.
Well, I haven't. I have expressed to George the same thing that I've expressed here. I want truth out in the open, and what I can see positively before me is what I've got to stand on. I also want to express that I had made many of my decisions before I ever went down to Carson City. And there was no conspiracy whatsoever in my behalf. I felt no conspiracy. And I want to state that to everybody here in this room. I'm the seeker of truth, and if something doesn't feel right inside, I have to express it, and I realized I hadn't been doing that. And that's the reason I ask you, EJ, because I've told George the same thing, and I want truth. I stand on the foundation of love, and I've got to stay and get it totally truth. I just can't accept certain things, and I'd love to have a private meeting with you, Commander, sometime, because I feel I need that to do that. Ed Cleary suggested that, and I felt it was a good idea. I wasn't sure at the time, but I really would like to ask for that.
Very good.
Thank you. And I apologize because I know there's so much going on for personal. But I cannot support nothing. I just want to go away and get away from all of this muck and mire. And that's what I'm seeing so much, that I'm just... That's my feeling, so...
Leon, there's no perfect way to get away.
I didn't
I hear you.
Perfect way, I just...
I know. Believe me. You're not alone in that feeling. And it would be wonderful if life could just be wonderful. It was interesting for these ones to share just a little while last evening. Barry, our friend Barry, was through. And most of you will remember that he left seeking and very disgruntled with here. And his life changed in the last couple of weeks, very difficult. And it was beautiful to see him back. And of course he's wishing he'd never gone. You know, you guys were right. We do what we need to do. And there's one thing that I want to clear up publicly, because I use this term very frequently in rebuttal to Leon specifically, this term, unconditional love. You see, sometimes when we are using the term unconditional love, we're not using it correctly. In the same breath that we say unconditional love, we are putting myriads of conditions. Love is something that is so perfect that it can have no limitation, but it must have condition. And I hear what is being meant, but man has so ruined the terminology in his language and his meanings, it's not coming through clearly. And when you are expressing one thought, it can only be received in thought, because the words no longer mean what you are expressing. And there can be unlimited forgiveness, because there is really no such thing if you are living in a life of unconditional love. There is no question about forgiveness. That word can very well cease to exist. But to act as if your love is so for everything, that means I allow everything. And I place no conditions on that allowance. That's incorrect. And if you perceive that as putting conditions on your perfect love, I'm sorry, because the two do not mean the same thing. There must be conditions on allowance. There need not be conditions on my love for you. But I must have conditions on allowance of acceptable things, or I have no discernment at all. And God commands that we have knowledge, that we must follow to the best of our ability within those guidelines, but He does not curse us or hit us or belittle us. And this is a free will place. And there will always be disagreements on the idea of how to interpret these laws. And you may interpret them any way you like. My responsibility is to present them as from my perception in a much higher dimension. It matters not that you object or that you continue in whatever practices you wish, but don't blame me as one who tries to force you not to do that. I do not do that. Force, physical force, or manipulation of these kinds are not of God. When you run into those elements, you know that you are not dealing with God. So you make your own decisions. And I'm sorry if anybody bears guilt trip. That's not my problem. That's not my business. I cannot back up and say, well, because you're offended, this is no longer valid. I make every effort to bring as much validity as I can. And I can appreciate the expression. When Leon uses the term unconditional love, he means it. He would leave this whole area, and he would leave that same unconditional love on all of you. But maybe there needs to be a step of growth in understanding of the term. There should not be unconditional allowance. And it's very, very hard to separate the two. It's hard. There aren't words to express an emotion. And it's just time that we had a little more support from our spiritual brothers, because you're moving into every increasing confusion. God does not project confusion. Confusion comes from the adversarial thought. That's His tool. Confuse you, get you cluttered up in your mind, and he's going to win. It isn't fair. You know, Dorma sits and weeps. How could we be so fooled? How could? It isn't a matter of how could anymore. And what if it hadn't? It did. You can wish it hadn't, but it did. Whatever has happened, did. Whatever you have this minute is, you can take your lessons from the past, apply them to what is, and perceive a solution for what may be. But to wish it away, to argue it away, to vote it away, won't help. She sat and said, well, we're all in this room. Why don't we just vote that this didn't happen? This is all just a bad dream, and it'll all go away. It won't go away. Do you understand? It won't go away. It is. No more and no less. It absolutely is. And this is simply one of the things that you confront. And you will have all kinds of myriad choices. And Leon is a prime example of exactly what should happen. Question it. Who has the silver tongue? You have to question it on the basis of what is. What is happening? I'm not trying to sell you a spiritual primrose path of some kind. In fact, the path you choose with me doesn't even have many primroses. It's just pretty narrow in its scope, but it's as wide as the world. Because I place no restrictions on you. I prefer, if you are my enemy, that you go somewhere else to be it. I don't want to get into a gamesmanship, because I do have the advantage. And that's what makes a lot of ones angry. I do have the advantage. You will have the same advantage when you have arrived at my responsibility level. I can see what's going on. And part of your own trust of me, whatever may seem dreary to some of you in this room, has been the confirmation for the others that I've been one step ahead of this, right down the trail. Well, why don't I just fix it? I can't fix it. I can't fix it. I wouldn't if I could. This is part of the growing. Does this mean that I hate George Green and Desiree and all that they've done? No. I wanted to keep them here where it wouldn't be this way. I told them when I was asked from right over here, can't we do our job over there too, Desiree asked me. And I said, yes, you could, but you won't. It would be very hard, if not impossible. And Desiree confronted Dorma right over here on this other side with tears in her eyes, and she said, are you angry at us for going? And Dorma says, I don't understand. You're going. Why would I be mad? I can't stand you being mad. And Dorma says, I don't understand what you're saying. You need to be there, I guess. Why would I be mad? Well, I just don't want you to be mad. And can I come back? George insists on going. I don't want to go. He will not even discuss not going. So long, precious one, says it's been brewing. You could consider that he was sent in the very beginning to pull you down. Did I not know that? Of course I knew that. He didn't know it. And it was his opportunity to come into protection and grow beyond this. And that still does not lessen my appreciation for what they did. They served the best they could. And I will go on any record, anywhere. Let's call it unconditional love. I appreciate what they did. And if you think God doesn't weep from time to time, think again. None of us, no matter how high in the dimensions we go to experience, are torn by the pains of the ones of our brothers on your place. It's not a great, fun place. You have to make it acceptable. You have to create your joy. And that's always from the peace and the love and the joy that you create from within as you grow. It's so different from that moment of pleasure in the physical form or this gleaning of your things. You see, you can have beautiful statuary, beautiful porcelain, beautiful art pieces. And if all they represent to you is the value of them, you have missed it. It is the beauty of the thing that someone has molded from their own mind to express unto you who would receive it in its beauty, not because it's a valuable piece of pottery. And gold is the destruction of man. What is this? Inflation? The price could be sold for 30 pieces of silver. How many pieces of gold does it take today? Souls are bought and sold on the commodity market for a few pieces of gold that cannot even transition. And those are the things that bring pain to my being with my precious brothers and sisters who pull away at the very doorstep of stepping into beauty and glory. You get to the door and the attackers hit. And you never quite step across. And you see, I know that many are destined to repeat and repeat and repeat. And pulling away from God will not do it. It won't get you off it. By whatever label you call him or it, this energy source that created us all. And we all need that spiritual support. It's unfortunate for ones here, because you cannot sit as you could in a church house and you have nothing else to do but decide on your spiritual path, because the physical has to be brought up to the level of being able to cross over. And this is where the greatest gifts are coming, therefore will be the hardest attack to try to shut down, right here with Kyandriana. This is the substance that will allow you to grow from where you are into a higher physical state of expression and make that transition when the time is right. And it will improve your health while you're doing it. There aren't many shortcuts, and it takes diligence. And we can vote it in or out. It won't make any difference. Do you see? It is. And I certainly didn't bring ones here to make great decisions. We had to share this. I like to consider this the council. No one likes to bear the responsibilities that ones have had to bear, basically alone, up until now. But everything has to begin. And we're well beyond beginning now. We're getting to the very next phase. That means a lot of sorting from the old. So if you prefer to think of it, instead of being a negative aspect, think of it as a very positive growth. Ones who would not share are simply sorting away. And it has to be done before you can move into the next phase. It's like the soldiers. Do you want to go to war with the ones who haven't yet been to boot camp and didn't want to be in the army anyway? You are the advanced guard. You're the ones who have had the experience of this expression. And if you do not wish to move into the next phase, the building, that's fine. There is no confound you type of thing. There are some commitments made on such a high level with some ones that God will not let you rest really totally completely until you have opportunity to really make that decision whether you want to share or not your talent, that for which you were trained. It's simply the time of decisions, and the old must be peeled away before the new is safe and secure to go on. As long as the same enemies are attacking you with the same Uzi submachine guns, makes it a little harder to go into the next phase. So the gun bearers have to be put aside somewhere. The ammunition will change. But you see, by following instructions, you're learning something. You're covered. And you can do it within a system, without guns. It certainly can be done. And I'm here to tell you we're going to do it. And again, I say to any who would wish to share this journey, welcome aboard. And I think that we should have a meeting again on Saturday or something, on the weekend. Possibly we can have more information, more input to share. I repeat, the best of all that we could hope for at this moment is that civilly, without need of major litigation of some kind at a federal level, and I'm sorry, you could be in for a very long haul of it if the Naval Intelligence Service chooses to get into it. So the best of the world at this moment would be that George would understand reason and simply turn over the property so that we can make it right with those people on the giving end. Because everything in this place is sound. So decide when you wish a meeting and call it, and we will try to work from there. I thank you for coming. I'm sorry it's been longer than we planned. Good day.
Thank you.